Hello, everybody, and welcome to the very first episode of Black Helmet Firefighter Podcast. My name is Brandon Doucette, and I will be your host. This podcast, what I'm really trying to do here is kind of just have fun. You know, I don't want to be too serious on here. I don't want to get into just the seriousness and just be uptight about this, you know, podcast. Because I feel as firefighters, we are serious the majority of the time, and it's kind of hard to just sit back and relax. And that's really what I want to do here, just have kind of a relaxing podcast for you to listen to on your drive to work or when you're working out, maybe when you're with the family, you just have some kind of background noise going. And I mean, we will be talking about quote-unquote serious topics, you know, as far as training and techniques, but I kind of just want to talk, not necessarily educate. Now hopefully you do find this podcast to be educational, but I don't want it, that's not going to be its primary purpose. I kind of just want to talk, for lack of a better phrase, one-on-one. Obviously this isn't going to be face-to-face and you're just listening to me, but I want this to just be talking. You know, I want this to come across as, you know, we're sitting at the table at the firehouse or, you know, driving back from a call and we just talk. And I definitely don't want this to be so serious that, you know, we can't just joke, you know, have a laugh or two. Because we all laugh on the way back from a call or sitting around the firehouse table in the kitchen when we're eating dinner. You know, we don't really hold back. And that's not what I'm wanting to do here. I'm not really going to hold back and withhold my, for lack of a better phrase, vernacular. You know, I don't plan on dropping the F-bomb every other word, but, you know, if I drop a word or two, we're not going to freak out about it, you know. We're not going to be, oh my goodness, he cursed on this podcast, I'm never listening to him. But no, that's not what I'm looking for here. What I'm looking for is to just talk, you know. And that's kind of hard to do, not necessarily to do, but to find nowadays. A lot of the podcasts, like I said, you listen to are very serious and not necessarily cutthroat, but just they dwell on the serious topics. And again, we're going to talk about serious topics, but we're not going to be so serious as to we can't have fun with it, you know. And that's really what I'm wanting to do here. A little bit of background on myself. I've been a firefighter for 7 years now, total between fire and EMS. I've been a firefighter for 4 years. And I've been in EMS for all of my career. I started back in 2012 when I was 18 years old. I'm 25 now. And I do recognize that makes me very young in this game. But I do have some years behind me. And in no way does that make me the most senior fireman out on these podcasts. You know, there's retired chiefs and battalion chiefs and captains making these podcasts. But, you know, I kind of just wanted a line guy presenting this podcast to you guys. You know, I just wanted somebody on the low level to talk about the low level stuff. You know, everybody talks about how to be a good command officer, good fire ground command tactics, yada yada. And that's not to say that a line guy can't do that, but I want to focus more on what the line guys are doing for the time being. Now, as my career progresses and if I'm still doing this, I will talk about the senior stuff, the officer stuff, you know. And again, I'm still going to try to make it a little bit of fun. My jobs, mostly, I work in Texas, if you couldn't tell. I do live and work in the great state of Texas, specifically Bexar County, which is more the south central Texas outside of San Antonio and Austin. I work in the east side of Bexar County for a fire and EMS agency, and then I hold two part-time jobs in Bexar County in emergency services districts, which is what we call them here, and those agencies are first responder only. Now, we do make our fire calls, we do make MVCs, but we also do first respond on medical calls. We just don't transport at those agencies. My full-time agency, yes, we do transport. I am a state-certified paramedic, and I do transport people. And in this podcast, I do want to talk about the EMS side a little bit. I do want to touch on maybe some of the new developments in the field and just the different aspects. But I am going to focus more on the fire side of firefighting. You know, I do want to talk about how fires have changed from when the quote-unquote old-timers were fighting fire as compared to the quote-unquote millennial generation, my generation of firefighters, and the upcoming generation of firefighters are making, and the different causes and things of that nature. I'm not going to get too deep into it right now. You know, we can save that for a later date, but this is more just the introduction as to why I wanted to do this podcast and what I hope to see come of it. You know, like I said, I do want this to be kind of a fun one and still informative. I hope there is a little bit of an education behind it as to why different departments do different things, or why, you know, I like this particular thing over another. And in no way am I trying to shape the way you do firefighting, because every firefighter is different and every training is different. But I do want to talk about the different things, trainings, techniques that we do as firefighters. And I will mostly be referencing Texas firefighting, which can be different from your style of firefighting if you're up north, or maybe in the west, California, Seattle, because Seattle's got a great handle on firefighting. You know, a lot of the training, like nozzle forward, came out of Seattle, and I'm a big proponent of nozzle forward. I love it. I trained on it once and I love it. You know, I try to use those techniques in fighting fire now. But mostly I just want to just talk. You know, like I said earlier, I just want to talk one-on-one, like we're around the firehouse table, and just discuss stuff. You know, that's all I'm really looking for out of this podcast. And I just wanted to make a quick short introduction to the Black Helmet Firefighting Podcast, you know, and just me, just introduction to who I am. And I'll give you a little more information as time goes on. I'll give you some more background information. Like I said, I've been firefighting for 7 years now combined. I do have a family. I do have a wife and child. I have a little one-year-old girl. She's the light of my life, and she's the reason I continue to do this job. You know, it used to be just because I love the job, and I still love this job. It's the best job in the entire world. But she is the reason that I continue to get up and go to work every single shift day, you know. And hopefully here we'll be able to discuss a little bit about the family life, you know, how hard it is for the spouses and the children, you know, because that does take a toll on the family. You know, it takes a huge toll on the family, what we do, our long hours, the stuff we have to see day in and day out of our shifts. And hopefully this is just kind of a release for you guys, is just somebody acknowledging, hey, this job is hard. You know, it's a hard job. But, you know, hopefully you guys can relate to this going home, spending time with your wife and kids or whatever it is. And this is just kind of going to be the release for you. And I chose Black Helmet as the name for this podcast because the black helmet was something that I worked for as a probationary firefighter. I wanted that black helmet. Mostly here in Texas, I don't know about everywhere else, but here in Texas, specifically Bexar County, your black helmet shows that you have completed your probationary period. You've proved to your shift that you understand the training, understand the concepts, and you have proven yourself as a firefighter for the most part. Now, training is day in, day out, every single day. You're always learning something new. But that black helmet was something that I strove for as a probationary firefighter. And so, black helmet to me was it. You know, I really wanted that helmet. And I know I've said that a few times, but that helmet was what I wanted. And so, I chose black helmet as the title for this podcast because it represents the firefighter. And, you know, here in Texas, our yellow helmet firefighters are our probationary firefighters. there are guys that just got hired on. They're still completing their 6 months to a year of probation, and they're the new guys. And Black Helmet just shows that Black Helmet, when you pull up on a fire scene, you see a Black Helmet. Hey, that guy went through the training. That guy has gone through a thing or two. He probably knows what he's talking about, but he's still low enough on the totem pole that he can learn. And that's why I chose Black Helmet, because you have proven that you are a firefighter worth your salt for the most part, and you earned that helmet, but you're still low enough on the pole that you're not an officer. You don't have that red helmet, because here in Texas, our officers, our lieutenants and captains are red helmets. And you're nowhere near the level of a chief officer, which is a white helmet. And that shows that you still have time to learn those things. And that's what I'm hoping to do with this podcast, is just have fun, but still be educational. And so that's why I chose Black Helmet, because you're still low enough on the totem pole that you still have some things to learn, but you're high enough up that you are not a probationary guy. You're not starting from the bottom. You're not a rookie. You're not a guy fresh out of the academy, you know. And this podcast is just kind of our way of, hey, we have the base of knowledge. We're not a yellow helmet anymore, but hey, we still got some stuff to learn, you know. And that's hoping, if, you know, if this takes off and this continues, that we can keep this going to continue to educate ourselves and make our knowledge base even better. And so that when the time comes, we can promote up, you know, we can do better. You know, that's really why I chose that title, and what I want from this podcast is everybody to be educated and of the different techniques of and the new emerges of the fire service and EMS as well. So that's pretty much it that I wanted to do with this podcast. With this episode of this podcast, I kind of just wanted to come in with an introduction and who I am and what I want to achieve with this podcast. So, you know, thanks for listening in on this one, and I really hope you guys will come back for the next one. And like I said, my name is Brandon Doucette, and thank y'all very much for listening to the very first episode of Black Helmet Firefighter Podcast. We'll see you on the next one.